Grandpa, you look perturbed. Are you alright?
Ah, good word, perturbed. 2 points for you. It says here that Whitehall was the birthplace of the U.S. Navy. And I have an ongoing argument with an old friend. He believes the Battle of Machias, in what is now Maine, on June 12, 1775, was the first naval engagement of the war. But I know that on May 17, 1775, nearly a full month before the Battle of Machias, Benedict Arnold captured Skene's two-masted ship Liberty and bombarded St. John. I believe that the Skenesborough Museum might have the unequivocal proof I need to silence the old man.
Wow, Grandpa, you really take your history seriously. Wasn't Arnold here too?
Yes, just a year before this chase. This is where Arnold prepared all his ships for Valcour.
But Arnold is a rebel. How could he build his ships here?
Arnold arrived with Ethan Allen and his men while Skene was in England. Skene had sawmills, and there was plenty of lumber to be had from the surrounding hillsides, which assisted in the construction of Arnold's fleet. The story goes that the locals were not too fond of Skene, so they just happened to look the other way.
Where is Arnold at this time, anyway?
Remember when I said that Arnold had all kinds of run-ins with his fellow officers? That was put on hold while he was building his fleet here. But after the battle, Arnold got himself in another argument. A handbill was published that said, "Money is this man's god, and to get enough of it, he would sacrifice his country." Following the British seizure of Newport in December 1776, General Washington dispatched Arnold to Rhode Island. The militia there was poorly equipped to even consider an attack, so they kind of blackballed him.
You mean they got him out of the way?
Right. It was February 1777 when Arnold learned that he was passed over for a promotion. He was on his way to Philadelphia to complain to Washington when he learned that a British unit was on its way to raid a rebel supply depot. So Arnold organized a militia response and was shot in the leg again.
That's a second shot in the leg. Arnold is a seriously bad dude. They can't not promote him now, can they?
Certainly not. When he got to Philadelphia, he was promoted to Major General. They soon learned that St. Clair had abandoned Ticonderoga, and Arnold was dispatched to the Northern Front.
Okay, so back to Burgoyne. He continued his pursuit?
Right. The gunboats and frigates continued their course to Skenesborough Falls. You can't really see it anymore, but the falls are right near where the canal lock is. Here they caught up with the retreating rebels, who were bottlenecked into this narrow waterway.
The brigade and gunboats immediately attacked the rebels with so much spirit that two of them very soon struck. The other three were blown up, and the enemy, having previously prepared combustible materials, set fire to the fort, mills, storehouses, bateaux, etc., and retired with the detachment left for that purpose.
Whoa, an explosion of that size must have shook the ground for miles.
The noise, too. Remember, there were few trees or buildings to block the sound. During the French and Indian War, it was said that the cannon fire on Lake George could be heard by folks as far away as Albany.
A great quantity of provisions and some arms were here consumed, and most part of their officers' baggage was burned, sunk, or taken. Their loss in the attack is not known. About 30 prisoners were made, among which were two wounded officers.
So Burgoyne has taken 30 prisoners, but why would the rebels destroy everything?
Scorched earth policy. The rebels don't want the British to be able to use the supplies, munitions, and defenses against them, so they set them ablaze. Also, they don't care much for Skene.
The enemy had caused great devastation here, and except for one stone house in which Lieutenant General Burgoyne was lodging, all the houses had been burned down. This was done out of hatred for Colonel Skene, who owned this region and who was with our army. All sorts of mills had been burned for this same reason.
Wow, if they hate Skene, maybe there weren't many loyalists for Burgoyne to recruit.
Maybe not, Marshal. But Burgoyne dispatched three regiments to chase the rebels now retreating south, while Burgoyne settled into the home of Philip Skene. A lot has happened in just 48 hours. The rebels had abandoned Ticonderoga and made their escape to Hubbardton and Whitehall.
Thank you.